gets off stage and chills for a little bit, and then it's time for her to go. And she completely drains the club of all the women. Absolutely all of them.
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
Dude was an ER case. I mean, an ER case. If there was an hospital, right? And they was like busy in the hospital, everybody busy, they run around and say, oh man, we got stat, there's somebody bleeding out over there, and then somebody bleeding over there, somebody broke a bone over there. Well, hurry up, everybody get the needles and get the straps and the bandages and the crutches and da da da. And then all of a sudden the doors open and AD come through and everybody in the ER room just throw their hands up. Ah, here this nigga go.
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Daddy of Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 50. Let's go.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself, get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself, get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on what? I'm
too stand up. Hold up. Hold up, bruh. This is not a dream. The Phoenix Suns have defeated the Los Angeles Lakers and now move on to the semifinals. This is not a dream. And what a interesting night of basketball. First, let's just start out by saying, man, what a time to be in Phoenix right now. It's such a beautiful time to be in Phoenix. I mean, shit is just on fire because of the heat. I mean, it's 100. It was 108 yesterday. It'll probably be 108 today. And I mean, and you can't get any more happier because the Suns knocked out the Lakers last night. And man, let me just say.
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
Did y'all see Book?
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
Did you see Book?
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
Did you see him? Oh, shit, did you see him?
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
And I mean, he came out. When you seen him come out the start of the game, oh boy, I said this is about to be ugly. Cause I got shit to watch. I got Conjurings. My whole game plan was, okay, I'm gonna watch the game, and then I'm gonna watch both games. I'm gonna watch Denver and Portland, right? I'm gonna watch Denver and Portland. I'm gonna watch Dame and CJ do the same thing they do every year. It is what it is. I love me some Dame, CJ, but I just gonna watch them. And then I was going to watch, you know, Lakers and Suns. And then I was going to watch both Conjurings. And then, the goal was today to go to the theater to see the third Conjuring, the best horror movie franchise of all time, right? Mid-second quarter, I was like, you know what? I'll just turn on the Conjuring. This is awful. And I'm a basketball fan. And I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch LeBron James be out there pretty much by himself. And granted, KCP, hit a couple of shots, and then Schroeder ain't getting enough credit for at least just putting up maximum effort, at least in last night's game. We know what he did. Was that game five? Right? Yeah. We know what he did game five, but Last night, he was giving a maximum effort. Kuzma. Oh, boy. Kuzma. Let's just... That's right, Kuzma. You deserve that, Kuzma. It's going to be nice, man, to go to my local Walmart and see you bagging groceries, man. It's going to be real nice, Kuzma. And I mean, because to me, I think Kuzma is just a product of playing under LeBron James, right? Meaning, like, if you're not mentally tough and aggressive, that shit's going to wear on you. And Kuzma probably be way better, you know, playing overseas. Or, I'm just playing. No, but playing in, you know, just somewhere else. Toronto or something like that. He would fly high. Because I just don't think he could mentally play ball next to LeBron James. It's tough, man. It's tough, man. He controls the ball 99% of the time. And you just got to be ready. You know what I'm saying? You have to be ready around him. And AD, right? So it's feed AD first. Once, as LeBron has it, we feed AD. That's number one option. And then LeBron, and then he, but LeBron's always got the ball in his hand. So you just got to be ready. He's mentally tough. He'd be on your back. You know, it's just tough, right? If you're not mentally strong, right? And, but still just watching LeBron be 36, still put up 29, 7, and 9. And got them down single digits. I mean, because we all saw what Book was doing, right?
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
I mean, this dude and his face, and you know, you could just see it in his eyes. My man was locked in. I mean, Mark Wahlberg in the Sniper movie, just completely locked in. What was it?
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
I like that guy by Al Harlan.
Got it.
I'd be like, oh, girl, just go down a little bit more. And then.
Got it.
If you just keep going.
Got it.
Ah, yes.
Got it.
Ah, yes.
Got it.
Ah, yes.
Got it.
Ah, yes.
Got it.
Oh, man. Hey. I'm sorry, y'all.
Got it.
That's my shit. But it was really tough to watch that until the game really started to get going. Come third quarter, that's when it really was a game. That's really when it was a game. Because, you know, the Lakers started to get back into it. They were playing hard and the Suns kind of cooled off. And I'm still going to stick to it real quick. Crowder hit some shots. Woo-wee, yay. Amen. Pick and choose when you shoot. Don't get gun happy. Don't get gun happy. Pick and choose your spots. Let it fly. Don't you dare get gun happy. We let Book do his thing.
The gifted Booker. Backpedaling three. Got it.
But nah, just watching that game come third quarter, I was like, okay, now we balling. It seems like LeBron was getting a little bit of help. KCP, you know, watching Schroeder, you know, drive. Hit a couple of shots, but the effort was there. The energy and effort on defense was there. And that was very, 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 very fun to watch because I hate bad basketball. But you just knew that the Suns had complete control of this game. And you just knew that LeBron's people was setting up the narrative immediately. And, you know, they on his back because... You know, the Lakers, when they lost, LeBron left. And I mean, what do you want him to do? He gets bounced out first round, doesn't get bounced. This is the first time being bounced out. I mean, what do you want him to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're 36. I hate when vets waste the back end of their career on bullshit. It's always tough to watch, you know. It's just tough to see somebody who's Hall of Fame, who's legend, who's potential GOAT, whatever it is, they just waste their career playing for teams and not playing for championships. You know, and then you got Anthony Davis. And I mean, I don't know if he spent his years growing up being wrapped in bubble wrap or, You know what I'm saying? I really don't know, because dude was an ER case. I mean, an ER case. If there was an hospital, right, and they was like busy in the hospital, everybody busy, they run around and say, oh man, we got stat, there's somebody bleeding out over there, and then somebody bleeding over there, somebody broke a bone over there, well, hurry up everybody, get the needles and get the straps and the bandages and the crutches and da da da, and then all of a sudden the doors open and AD come through and everybody in the ER room just throw their hands up, ah, here this nigga go. Fam, we ain't got time for you today, bro. You always in here, man. You a $100 million motherfucker. We ain't got time. Oh, Jesus, take this motherfucker. Find a way. And it's coming from an out of shape guy. I don't know if these ball players was growing up and then like they was they didn't drink milk. And I don't drink milk no more. I'm vegan. I was almond milk and oat milk, right? And I don't know if that's what they drinking, because all their bones is breaking. What they did, all I know is that every time somebody drives to the hole, there's somebody who's done for the season. Now listen, I don't drink no cow titty no more. I don't drink no cow titty no more. No more titty in my mouth. No more cow titty. But maybe that's why the generation before didn't have so many injuries, because they were drinking cow titty milk. There wasn't no oat milk shit from a nut. Well, no almond milk, shit from a nut. But I know I got tired of watching AD drive and then take a big ass. And I'm not even a Laker fan. You know, I'm a Bean fan, and you know how I feel about Steph. Y'all know how I feel about Curry. Somebody got to watch, right? But it's like, if you're a Laker fan, I can only imagine how you felt every time AD would drive. And then he would fall to the ground. You said, oh, here he go again. And he'd get up. You'd be like, oh, shit, cool. Cool, because I put $200. I'm at this point, Vegas should add in putting money on an AD injury. And I got $500 on AD being injured in the third quarter around the 8-minute mark. Okay, I'm putting you down for $500. AD injured third quarter. Around an 8-minute mark, you could put an extra $500 down on what the injury would be. Well, let me put $500 down on an extra $500 down on it'll be his pinky. It'd be his pinky finger. Yeah, you think it's gonna be? Have you seen AD play? Shit, you right. Let me put it down. $500 for a pinky finger. Get with LeBron. Work out in the off season. I don't want to see this shit no more. I already had to watch my guy Clay go down with two major injuries. I don't want to see. I hate it. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the Phoenix Suns.
The gifted Booker. Backpedaling three. Got it.
Baby, can you do me a favor, baby? Baby, baby, baby. Listen. All you got to do is slowly.
Got it.
Oh,
got it. Got it.
You know, that's what I imagine. But I. You know, we just want Kyle Kuzma, man. I like to see him go somewhere else. I'm be done talking about sports and. It's because, listen, man, we are in. You remember that year that it was Detroit and Spurs in the finals and my Atlanta. Now, I get it. You want to, because what I'm about to say, hey, Shade, you contradict yourself. You just got done saying some other shit. How you going to get it? How you going to say that? I didn't want to watch that. I love watching basketball. Ain't that what I said? I love watching basketball. I'm a big basketball fan. I like seeing plays executed, all that beautiful stuff. But I didn't want to watch the Spurs and Detroit. The Spurs and Detroit. Lord Jesus. It's like replacing Denzel Washington in Training Day with Keanu Reeves. My Atlanta. I don't want to see that. That's a travesty. Now I got to hope Now I gotta hope, just for the NBA's sake, we hoping that the Clippers could do something. But I don't want them to. I like watching Luka. He's fine. That boy be balling. And I like watching the Clippers just look confused and upset. And I just, because it's a bunch of brothers, I honestly feel like Ty Lue be like, you gonna let them say that to you? They be in the locker room like, motherfucker, you need to go ahead and play better defense. You out there getting cooked by Luka. And then a moment, you can't guard him. I'm doing the best I can. And then Ty Lue just walk in and be like, yeah, you gonna let him say that to you? If that was me, I'd square up. That's how I feel like that locker room is. If that was me, I'd just square up with him, because that locker room is chaos, because nobody is like just a legit leader. I know Rondo's on there, but Rondo just got there, so he ain't been able to be an irritant for a whole year. You know, I need him. He got to be an irritant. Irritant for a long year. You got to get a whole year of Rondo being an asshole to you for him to really make an impact. But man, I'm gonna get some water, bro. Let me get some water.
The gifted Booker, backpedaling three, got it.
But moving on. Y'all know how I feel about Bean. Y'all know how I feel about Kobe Bryant. But Mamba see the Nike shoe, so I guess Vanessa Bryant, when the late great Kobe Bryant, he passes, and his daughter Gigi passes, she had a shoe designed specifically. Kobe and Gigi had the number 2 on the back of it. It had his the snake skin, all black, just the feel of it, and it looked like, you know, snake skin on the shoe. It's a beautiful shoe. She posted it. I guess she posted the person who had it, and but the shoe looked dope. I mean, if Nike had dropped it, respectfully, both sides agreed to drop it, it'd be gone. I wouldn't be able to get my hands on it, because it's those little 14-year-olds and you motherfuckers who use those bots who soak up motherfuckers getting the shoes. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. I hope that y'all get speeding tickets for a week straight. And the little kids, I hope your Xbox and your PlayStation 5 melts on accident because they got a faulty one from the warehouse. It's the best I could think of right now. But the shoe is dope, right? So I guess somebody posts a picture, they have the shoe. Vanessa's not happy. And I get it. I talked about this in previous episodes. I get it. She's not happy. Beautiful shoe. Now, the greedy side of me says, how can I get my hands on that shoe? But it's completely fucked up. She didn't agree to it. Nike running wild. And where are the giants? And I know that the giants at Nike got to be making phone calls like, what the fuck is going on? Because I don't like what I'm seeing, Jack. We got to fix that. And how does somebody get a hold of the shoe? Then you see, what's my man's name from the Bucks? What's my man's name? Middleton. Middleton's hooping in the shoe. Hooping in the Mambacita shoe. It don't look good for Nike. I need Nike to fix this immediately. Ain't like I got like some major, like Nike be like, you know, Shade said we got to fix this shit immediately. We got to fix this shit. That motherfucker mean business. Now, if I see one of them Nike reps on the street, I roll up to him. I tell him what it is. Motherfucker. Tell that motherfucker in his ear, I don't play no games, man. I don't play no games, Jack. Fix it. I don't like it. Fix it. I just really believe that Nike need to do something, because I want to buy Kobe gear and I want to support and I just want to rock him because we love him and you know, Gigi's life being cut short and, you know, her potential in the sport of basketball and father and daughter relationship. I just really just want to rock the gear. And I don't know, man, Nike's just been putting a sour taste in my mouth, and I hope they actually really go out there and fix that situation. It needs to be fixed ASAP, right? How did I get 20 minutes in almost of talking about basketball? I don't know, because I love the sport, man. I love the sport. And y'all know what it feels like? For the people who listen to me outside of the state of Arizona, man, and it's probably only a few places in the world that can understand what I'm about to say. But y'all know what it feels like to know and to settle in. Listen to me. Mentally settle in to being okay with paying a high ass electricity bill. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe it to y'all, because most of y'all, if you're not really poor, you don't really know. But to settle into understanding at no matter what, I will pay lots and lots and lots of money to not be hot. I mean, I come in and my dog, Winston, he's got a blanket on because I keep it chilly because it's 108 outside. It's 108 outside and I don't like it, but I love it. So I take it because I know when, you know, fall and winter come around, it's beautiful, right? So I don't really trip. And then, of course, you know, February, March time is extremely beautiful, right? But it's 108 and I'm okay with acting like my index finger is numb. And when I get to the thermostat, I push the button. I'd be like, damn, I can't feel if I'm pushing the button. And if my thermostat end up on 69, so be it. Because it's really, really hot. And then I get to sweating on my belly. Now listen, I can't make love to a hot woman. And then, you know, you're already doing a lot of energy pushing, right? So you're doing a lot of humpty hump, right? You're doing a lot of pushing. And, you know,
if you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's the best cracker I've ate in my life.
I really just like being random. But if you're doing a humpty hump and it's hotty hot already, I can't have it triply hoppity hot. You're doing a humpty hump and it's hotty hot. I can't have it triple hotty hot. Now she got a lot of sweat on her face. Women are gangster for that. You ever be doing that and then you on top and you doing your thing, but you cause you enjoying yourself and you're putting in fantastic work. Go penis! And you're putting in fantastic work and you just sweating on her. And then if you're like a caring guy, like you'd be like, damn, I'm sweating. Let me try to wipe this shit off. And you start doing the Shaq finger over your forehead, wipe off, or the Alonzo Mourning, touch your mouth and top your forehead because you're trying to get the sweat from dripping on. If you got a beard, I got a beard. She gonna drown tonight. If I'm in a zone and I got my beard sweat going, good luck. Good luck. You could call her Jack from Titanic because she's going to drown. Now, if I've had a trolley horse and I'm not putting in that much work, you may get a little sweat in your eye and then we can be done, because I can't do nothing with not only the old age combination and a trolley horse. You have been saved by that combo. We can get up and we can turn on Catfish. But where was I at with this? I forgot. Because it'd be hot. I know that there's two things going to happen in the summer. Okay. It's going to be a high ass electricity bill. And I'm going to stay at the gas pump. You know why? Because I'm not going to turn my car off. I don't think y'all know. It really be blazing down this. It really be blazing, man. But that's all I got to deal with. So when, if I was back home in KC, guess what? I got tornadoes and shit. I got winter and like ice storms and shit. I got to buy like chains for my tires and shit. I got to get salt to put down so don't nobody fall when they come out the door and shit. But down here, it's just the heat. As long as you cool and you understand. I love meeting people who are like, yo, I just, you know, black folks, if you are inside of a Whole Foods, y'all know how I feel about Whole Foods. I talk about Whole Foods a lot. All right. If you're inside of a Whole Foods and you're black and You see another black person, you gotta head nod them because, you know, to let them know I got your back inside the Whole Foods, man. Just shop freely. Don't feel worried because, you know, just do your thing. But, you know, they usually come up to you. If you black, you black. They come up to you. They be like, man, I just moved down here, man. This heat ain't no joke. I said, it's your first run. It's your first summer. Good luck. Get prepare to spend a lot of money on that electricity and a lot of money on gas. Don't ever turn your car off. I'm gonna get a t-shirt and say, I don't ever turn my car off. That's what the t-shirt gonna say. The t-shirt gonna say, I don't never turn my car off, because I'd be damned to get into a hot car. I'd be in the mall for an hour and a half, come out, my car still running, then lost a half a tank of gas. I don't play that. It's too hot, man. So there's two things you got to accept living down in AZ: that your electricity bill gonna be sky high, shoulder shrug, I don't care, and that Isa gonna stays at the pumpsa. Cause I'm gonna keep my car on, man. So I'm gonna spend a lot of money on gas, and I get premium, but I don't care. You know how you have vices, things people have. I smoke cigarettes. I gotta buy my cigarettes. I smoke weed. I gotta get my weed. You know what I'm saying? People have their vices. You know what I'm saying? Come summertime, them dish my vices. I'm just gonna spend a lot of money on it. I'm not gonna play. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all know me. Are you down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. I got June 11th. I got Young Ma coming out here. Now, it's not a lot of artists that I've been a part of and bring into the city that have made me jealous like Young Ma. And not in a she's talented rapper way. I'm just, we brought her out here, and I mean, I really honestly didn't know how it was gonna go. And just being honest, I haven't listened to a lot of her records, but I've heard a quiet amount, and she's a very dope artist, right? I know Eminem loves her. She's talented as hell, right? So we brought her out here. This is 2 years ago, 2019, when shit felt too normal. You know how you was like unappreciative normal, like you just another day. Now it's a little different. As things become a little normal, now you like, I give a fuck about today. And I'm trying to figure out where I can go vacay. I need to have kids, get married. I need to have a life. I care about today, and that's what the pandemic has done. But so 2019, we bring her out here to the club, you know, and I didn't know how it was gonna go. At that time, you know, she had the record of all records. Now I can't even think of the record. Let me try to run the record real quick. Let me try to Google it. Just hang tight, man. Oh, you know what? I forgot all about my shit, bro. Oh, I ain't even set it up right, y'all. Y'all, you know I played myself, y'all. But hold on, let me see. Where is it at? Oh yeah, ooh, that's what it was. It was the ooh joint. Okay, yeah. So, that song was really big, you know, and it was, and I think it was two. Okay, I take that back. It was 2016 when that song dropped. It's 2019, it still was massive. You can still play it right now, and the club goes nuts for it, right? So, bring her out. And I didn't really know what to expect, but I knew the song was big, and I knew we were promoing it hard, and I forgot what it cost. I can't really tell y'all that business, because you got to have respect for the business. Sometimes I'll share some dollars, but I don't really like to share them a lot. You got to have respect for the business, bro. So we brought her out, and place is packed. Stupid packed, fam. Like, stupid. And she comes out, she does her thing, and I mean, they just are in love. Like, just the club is going on every word. And that's a little, I know concerts are massive, but clubs can get real powerful when everybody's just locked in front of an artist, and they just are rapping every word, right? She gets done. Gets off the stage. Nice, nice, nice woman. Gets off stage and chills for a little bit, and then it's time for her to go. And she completely drains the club of all the women. Absolutely all of them. Drains. I mean, empties it. You know how you, if you, just, I'm gonna paint a picture for you. All right. You ever go to the refrigerator? If you like orange juice like me, I like orange juice. If you like orange juice like me, ooh, I love me some orange juice. If you like orange juice like me, you go to the refrigerator, you go get you some orange juice, you pull out the carton, get you a glass, put a glass on the counter, open the orange juice up, pour it, it's just a little bit come out. That's a hurtful feeling. That's a hurtful feeling. A woman telling you or asking you, did you come already? Did you come already? That's a hurtful feeling. Now imagine you're outside and you're outside the club waiting to get in. You done missed her perform, but you're like, shit, I'm still going in. It's like a half hour left. I'm going to pay to get in. So you pay your dollars to get in. You go inside and there are no women left. There's nothing left because young MA took all the women. She took all the women with her. And I didn't know that was going to happen. And because you know how you like, and I mean, women loved her. There ain't nothing wrong with it. I just didn't know that she had the pulling power. So my whole thing when she comes out here June 11th, I'm going to ask her, yo, what's up? I'm trying to be your wingman because I needs that type of attention. I mean, she absolutely just drained. There was nobody. I mean, there's women just, and there's dudes in the club like, where are all the women going? They was going out the back door with her. And she was cool because she was taking pictures with everybody and snapping. And I thought that was real cool. Thought it was real cool that she was snapping the joints and having a good time. And you know, as she left out the back, you know, the back alleyway of where that's at is like dark and kind of grimy, but it's in Scottsdale. So it ain't grimy like what you're thinking. It's more, if that's the type of grimy, it's more of like, hey, come here. Come over here to the side. I got a nice stock option for you to buy. That's the type of scary that it is in Scottsdale. It's more of like a creep calling you over to convince you to buy a stock option. It's not really creepy. It's just dark in the alleyway, right? So she's outside taking pictures with everybody and women are lining up to take pictures. And I'm like, I'm an ugly man. I gotta get my shit together, man. I gotta get my face reconstructed. What the fuck is going on? It's incredible to watch. It was incredible to watch. But dope talent. She's coming back out here June 11th to Monarch downtown Phoenix. And it's been so great to just bring hip hop down to Phoenix, Arizona. Y'all know what I do. You know I'm a club promoter. It's like my main thing. You know, that's my main source of the dollars. It's club promoting. That's what I do. And it's really dope. And then 42 Doug, June 17th. That's at, I think it's at Stratus. And then Juneteenth, June 19th at the El Dorado Park in Scottsdale. I'm missing an event, I think. I can't remember, but I'm missing it. And I'm sorry if I forgot. For whoever it is, I'm sorry that I forgot. But I'm looking forward to Young Ma, 42 Doug, and Juneteenth. I'm looking forward to those very, very. So Fast 9, we are doing another private screening. Now, I don't know if you've, you know, if you were there for the last one, but man, that was cool. And so for us to have worked out another deal to the F9 screening, private screening, we'll be doing it at the Alamo Draft House. It'll be incredibly, incredibly fun, incredibly dope. We'll make sure that we have, damn, Winston, you fucking that food up, big dog. I love when he eat because he don't care about nothing else. When my dog eat, he don't care about what's around. He don't care about the mess he making. He said, man, I'm here to eat. You got a problem with it? Hey, man, don't look. But you're going to clean this shit up when I'm done. Because my dog don't pay no bills. Winston don't pay no bills. He ain't worried about nothing. You know what he worried about? He worried about being my friend and falling asleep. He's my friend and he falls asleep. That's all he got to do. That's all he worried about. He said, how many hours of sleep I get today? I think I got enough. I'm going to go be his friend, and then I'm going to convince him to put more dog food in the dog bowl and with bottled water so I can eat more food and then drink more water, and then I can go to sleep, and then he can just leave me alone because he got to pay the bills in this motherfucker. My dog, like I told you, he'd be having a blanket because the AC be on low. Low. He be here chilling, shivering. Talking about, damn, fam, it's kind of cold in this bitch. Don't you got to pay this light bill, man? You sure you want this shit this high? But don't let him fool you because he's a Wheaton Terrier. And then if I let it get too hot, he'd be complaining. He'd be putting his nuts on the floor and shit. He'd be spread eagles. It's weird. I don't like that position. Like John Klein Van Damme, the dog. I don't like that shit, but he does that. Anyway, private screening of F9, June 25th, Alamo Draft House, Tempe, Arizona. That is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an extremely lot of fun. Because I like the fact that I can look forward to Fast and the Furious doing some unbelievably outlandish shit. You ever be watching them? And Toretto's line, every Toretto line in there is just something about family. It's family. Family. Hey, man, I got to go to the grocery store. Family. Don't drive the car too fast. Family. It's all about, those are his lines. But now his brother's here, and it's John Cena. And it's kind of funky. It's kind of weird, because I know The Rock and Jason Statham got, you know, Hobbs and Shaw. And it's kind of weird, but I'm looking forward to it, because I just like the fact that somehow, some way, they manage to give me a decent script. Now, because when it comes to the movies, I'm a psycho. I love my movies and I love my television shows. I'm a psycho. I like the fact that somehow, some way, 9 movies deep, they still giving us a script. It's really cool. So I'm looking forward to that private screening. It's going to be a treat. It's going to be a treat. I don't know who allowed her to do that. That Tiffany. I'm not even going to talk about that because that makes me mad, and I don't want to talk about Tiffany Haddish. I don't even, never mind. I'm not even gonna, cause I don't know who allowed it for her to do a biopic. I don't know who allowed it. I don't know who allowed Tiffany Haddish to do a biopic, man. I hope she does a good job, but it just doesn't even, it don't roll off your tongue right. You know what I'm saying? Don't roll off your tongue right. It's like, hey man, Jesus was drinking some Hennessy last night. Ain't possible. Don't even sound right. Jesus don't drink Hennessy. He drink wine. That's just what it is. Right? And then Tiffany Haddish doing a biopic, that don't go together. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I hope in the next year or two, I end up having the same amount of kids as Nick Cannon. Because, let me see, it's his 4th baby of the year. That's 4 babies in 1 year, man. Listen, bro. I'm impressed. Yeah, you just be. I'm impressed. Nick, boy. That boy, Nick. Look at you and say, look, I don't pull out. If he in a driveway at a McDonald's and in front of him is 50 cars, Nick going to look at his boy in the right side of the passenger seat and he going to tell him, I don't pull out. We going through the drive-thru. If Nick was a general controlling the United States Army, he would tell them and he would tell them in a heartbeat and everybody would say it for him. We know you don't pull out. So if there's a war, we staying in that motherfucker. Matter of fact, Nick already got his guns drawn. If he in a beef, if Nick can't in a beef and he in a shootout, you know what I'm saying? He already got his guns drawn because you know why? He don't pull out. Ah, nigga, I'm on fire, nigga.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it.
And I just want to, he got 7 kids total. Somewhere Sean Kemp eating a carrot talking about, nigga doing a good job. Nigga doing a good job. And for the young people who don't know who Sean Kemp is a former NBA player, legendary dunker, all-star. I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the Hall of Fame. But Sean Kemp, that dude, he just got a lot of kids. And if Sean Kemp is giving you a slow clap while he eating a carrot, you doing a hell of a job. A hell of a... Sean Kemp giving you a slow clap while he eating a carrot? Boy, you killing the game. Boy, that's 7 kids total. A 9-year-old, you got what, 9-year-old twins with MC, Brittany Bell, you got a 3-year-old, and they welcomed a 4th child in 2020. What? That man, I mean, just clutch, keeping the kids coming. Got a starting lineup, a 6-man, and 1 for rotation. That is, I mean, it's just... It's great. And I, like I said, I'm trying to get down. Let's see, he expecting twin boys with Abbott De La Rosa and now expecting with model Alyssa Scott. I need to go look at these women though. Cause sometimes it's just worth it. You look at the match, you look at the matching, you matching up. That's why I ain't got kids now, because women look at me and say, I don't want my kids looking like Shaq. And the other women be like, I don't know if I want my kids looking like LeBron James. Other kids be like, I don't know if I want my kids looking like Kimbo Slice. So I get it. So you let me go look. Let me go in on the gram real quick. I'm going to go take a peeky peek and see. Let me see. What was it? What was the name of them? What was the name? Hold on. I got to go back to my shit. Let me see. It was Alyssa Scott. Let me go look at Alyssa Scott Instagram. Let's go see real quick. Y'all just hold tight, man. I got this, man. I got this. That's her? Nah, that can't be her. Nah, that ain't right. That ain't right. That can't be. So this my shit. So y'all just hold on, man. I got it. This my shit. So I can do what I... Oh, shit. This her? Fuck it. Close your eyes and let it ride. That's what I did.
Cole, you stupid.
Close your eyes and let it ride.
Cole, you stupid.
I mean, damn. That's shit. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I'm looking at the before pictures. I can't, because it's weird to look at the pregnant pictures. I see the pregnant pictures, but I was looking at the, when I said that, I don't want y'all judging me right now. I don't want y'all being like, what's wrong with him? I was looking at the before pictures before she was pregnant, because I can't say, because she can still be beautiful while she's pregnant. I don't want y'all to cancel me on that. I'm saying prior to the pregnancy, that's what I was looking at. Those are the pictures I was looking at. I was looking at the one now with a belly big. I was looking at the ones before that. So that way, you know, y'all know that I ain't no weirdo, no creeper. And so she's an attractive woman. That's not a bad play. You sit down and you map out your game plan and how you want your life to go. That's not a bad play at all. Now, Abbott De La Rosa. Let me see. I got to look up Abbott De La Rosa. Hold on, y'all. Abby De La Rosa. Okay. Let me see the gram. I mean, man got taste. Shit. MC? Alyssa, Abby, man got class. Man got taste. You know, I gotta get some money. You ever just have those moments where you be like, fuck this, I gotta get some more money. Cause you be looking at, you know, motherfuckers buying, you know, Diddy had a whole party recently and it was De Leon and Ciroc all over the place and celebrities and women and his kids. And how does Diddy still look 35? I don't know how he do it. I don't know what he putting in his skin. He probably putting vampire blood in his skin. I don't know what they do. And he probably got like a voodoo doctor come in and then all that shit. And he just stayed young looking. But he had a party. It was De Leon. It's rocking on him. And then Issa Rae was there. And it was like a fun time. I gotta get some money. Every time I see something like, every time I see that, I say, I gotta get some money. Jay-Z and Beyonce bought an $8 million car. I think it was an $8 million car. I said, man, I gotta get some money. And see, when you think about $8 million, a stick up don't get you $8 million. You just can't run up on somebody and say, give me all your money, and you just got $8 million. You gotta do like 436,000 stick ups to get the $8 million to buy the car. That's a lot of stick ups. And then if you like a professional bank robber or a professional, you know, armored car robber, that's at least 7 armored cars. You know why? Because you got to have money to live after you buy an $8 million car. You can't have $8 million, just buy an $8 million car just to live in it. You can't get no women off that. And if you're a woman, you doing that, you can't get no men off that. Men come up and say, damn, this car cold as hell. You know what? I take that back. Men, we real shitty. So then we probably will be like, damn, you live in an $8 million car? I'm going to live with you. Can I sleep in the back seat? You sleep in the front? Cool. I'm going to live with you. Shit. Let me bring my shit in here. I'm going to put my toothbrush in the trunk right here on the left-hand side. Don't touch my beard comb. I'm putting my beard combs by the spare tire. Don't touch my beard combs by the spare tire. It's going to be an issue. Okay? It's going to be a problem. And then we're going to have good sleep in the $8 million car. That's $8 million. I hear that. I think to myself, got to get some money. You hear about the Justin Bieber buying his woman, you know, type of car. Justin Bieber wrecked a car. He wrecked a car recently. He wrecked a Lamborghini or something special. I remember one time he wrecked a car and he walked home. You just walk. How you just leave a Lamborghini? I gotta get some money. Tom Brady with a $6 million yacht. Gotta get some money. And then, you know, nobody will tell you this. Nobody tells you as a kid in the hood, like nobody tells you this. Like if one of my family members would sit me down, seriously say, hey man, sit down on the couch right there. You want some Kool-Aid? I'm about to give you some Kool-Aid. You want some Kool-Aid? So I got to talk to you about some shit. Say, no, I don't want no Kool-Aid. I'm good. So, okay, because I'm going to give you some Kool-Aid. I got to talk to you about some things. If you have lots of money, you can damn near have any woman you want. And that ain't no lie. Now, they're going to tell you, that ain't true, that ain't true. Now, listen, I've seen it. Now, I've seen G-League guys knock down some extremely bad women. Because I'm a promoter. I see it all. I know it all. I see it all. Right? I know what dollars or fame can do for you. And it goes, I don't know about vice versa, because you just don't see women. Now, you may not hear about it because women can hold their mouth a lot better than men. But you don't see a lot of women who got the dollars being like, you know what? Telling a security guard, hey, go grab that dude right there. Tell him to come back to the room. If that happens, oh, let me be around. Rihanna feels like that. Oh, Jesus, please let me be around. When Rihanna feels like that, she said, you know, I got an itch. And that man right there, he can scratch it. Unfortunately, when we're done, I'm going to be crying next to her, sucking my thumb, talking about don't ever leave me. That's just what's going to happen. And I'm not afraid to admit to it. But if somebody would have set me down when I was young and said, make lots and lots and lots of money. And you too can be another SEAL. Not that I'm saying I just want a white woman. I'm just saying, like, you could be, I love all colors. So hold on before y'all get to my DMs. I don't see color. I see color. I actually see color a lot. But before y'all get to my DM, I just like a woman that can enjoy a little Nita Baker, and then we can take it all over to Zach Brown, and we go from Zach Brown to three doors down, and we take from Three Doors Down to Tech Nine, from Tech Nine to Kid Cudi to Jay-Z. That's all I want, you know, to be able to enjoy that shit. If you can't rock with that, I can't fuck with you. But anyway, let me continue. Somebody just tell me, man, if you got the bread, they all gonna give you head.
Cole, you stupid. Cole, you stupid.
It's interesting, man. It's an interesting time. But do you ever, it's tough. It's tough for all of us. All of us, like, regular, I don't know, not even regular people. If you just are on, like, you know how I feel about social media. I'm a big social media guy, and I love Instagram. And I fell in love. I'm back. I've been on Twitter, but now I'm just engaged. Now I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting about the games and shit. I see why it's very addictive, because you get on there, you can talk your shit, or you can say the things you want. Somebody get on there, but yeah, hell yeah, and they tweet something, they can put a GIF under there. I'm like, oh shit, this shit's pretty cool, man. I don't know how more people ain't involved in this, but that is, Twitter's different. Like, you're getting more of what people feel or how upset they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody had their Starbucks messed up. On Twitter, you could be as fucking mean as you want about how somebody that worked at Starbucks fucked your drink up. This piece of shit, boop, 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 motherfucker, son of a bitch, messed up my drink at Starbucks. You could be like that on Twitter. I mean, you'd be like that on the gram, but it ain't the same when you got to put a picture with it. Unless you, like, are showing the picture of you throwing the drink back in the barista's face. That ain't really nice. You can't do that. But you can go on Twitter and dog the fuck out of them. That's cool. But we all have that same thing when it comes to the gram. You could get lost in feeling like you don't have enough, or you're not working hard enough, or things ain't going good in your life the way you want. It's a very tough cycle that I feel like a lot of us, damn near all of us, go through. I even feel like people who got money go through it too. They just do it on a got money level. Jay-Z and Beyonce bought an $8 million car. There's somebody in the league right now saying, fuck, Jay-Z and Beyonce bought an $8 million car. Let me go look at my bank account. And then somebody, that same ball player that's going to look at his bank account, here is his missus in the background talking about, don't you fucking think about it, because you can't afford it. So now you trying to think about how you go get another car and get it customly fly to match it. It's just different levels, same shit. The stress of it all has such a, it's you could feel it on people when how they post and what they post. You know, as soon as they book a flight to somewhere, they post the flight. You're trying to get the high too. You're trying to get the high of people being like, oh shit, that's dope. When you go, I see, oh shit, you out next month. I'm trying to go there. You got to let me know what you do. When you get there, you want that high. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel good about your choices. And that also is a good thing. It's a morale booster, but I think it's more, more weight added on. You know, it's hard. You just make sure you got to decipher, you know, you got to break down everything that you're going through as far as like what it's doing to you mentally and making sure that it don't affect you in a negative way. Cause I love social media. It's so much fun. And I love making dollars from it. You too can make dollars from your social media platform. All you got to do, I don't know how I do all these voices and they all end up sounding like different people in one sentence. I don't know, but it's a very tough thing to beat. Depression and adding on, you know, depression and looking at social media and being able to accept that you're not moving at the speed that you want to and just keep grinding is what I hope people do. Like, it's okay if you look up and somebody posts something because you don't really know if they're there. Because people it's a place of happiness. You know, people, you can find people who, you know, are posting, you know, the honest truth. But really, Gram is a place for happiness. It's what you're putting your best foot forward and you're showing the people that you follow, like, this is what's going on. This is what I got going on. It's not that you can't post it. Things are going on. Facebook is where you got to call somebody because, like, you, hey, fam, you good? Because what you just put on Facebook, I'm a little concerned because that was shit. I don't know. Facebook is where people really are honest. Your family members talking about they about to shoot their own left toe off. And then that's where shit you got to check on, motherfuckers. And Twitter is just where everybody's like, this is an opinion-based place. Like, I share my opinion about anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the way this drive-thru was designed at In-N-Out. I don't know why they designed this drive-thru. Like, this is bullshit. That's why I don't fuck with In-N-Out. I'm leaving. That's how you tweet that shit. But on the gram, is everything is your best foot forward. And I think that shit affects people at a high rate. And I hope that everybody can understand that you too can do the things you want to do. Don't let nobody rush you. Don't let pictures rush you. Do that shit at your own pace, man. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am Thaddeus Shade. At Thaddeus Shade on everything now. I had switched everything up. I told you I was going for my blue check mark. So everything's at Thaddeus Shade. Well, technically, Instagram's at Thaddeus.Shade, but everything's at Thaddeus Shade. I want to thank everybody for listening to Seasonable Clout. Make sure you rate, share, tell somebody about it. Tell them to come listen to me talk all my bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Cut it. Ah. Cut it. Ah. Cut it. Ah. Cut it. Ah.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah, man. Seasonable Clout. I am Thaddeus Shade. And I want to thank y'all for listening to me. Peace.
That's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm two rams tough. Yeah. Tools lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark vicious, ain't no who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high. I like a clear picture for shady moves. I catch him slipping, leave a nigga head spinning like lazy soup. Can't have looking while I'm cooking, been winning, we can't be new. In the trap looking like daddy's daycare, them babies move. Always pay attention, never get broke when it come to knowledge. Open your eyes, shit so symbolic. Yeah, that there is a challenge, let's just be honest. It's easy to prepare for cuts, throws, and problems. Let me give you game, most of the champs are sore losers. Straight face niggas, no time for your humor. Your rule of swarm rumors, pull a course sooner. Give life born through its corn junior, nigga, corn junior. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself, I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Pussy.